Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's October, and it's moving time for a lot of people, and unfortunately, moving scams going on out there. Steve Burness is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Morning, Steve. What do we need to watch out for as far as those moving scams are concerned?
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on today. Like you said, October is a very busy month for the moving because people want to get ready for the winter and get to their location beforehand. And obviously, with the eviction moratorium expiring, there'll be a demand for movers. And I think really that, you know, consumers, most people hire a mover only a few times during their lives, so they really are unfamiliar with this process. So, you know, what happens, usually they just go to the internet and look online for a mover, and unfortunately the scammer, you know, has bought those advertisements on Google and other sources. So it's really the consumer's not doing their due diligence, Bob, and checking out the mover ahead of time, because sometimes you're getting movers that are just brokers that really just are brokering the deal for another mover. So somebody else shows up at your house that you think, somebody else, you know, arrives at your house to deliver the package or the, you know, items. And, you know, what we're hearing is theft of, you know, of your personal belongings. And also when they show up, they basically said, you know what, you didn't tell us all you had, so it's going to cost you more. And if you don't pay us, we're going to hold your items hostage. So it's really disreputable movers. We issued a study in 2020, and we receive about an average of about 13,000 complaints and negative reviews about movers each and every year. Mm-hmm. But again, most of the times, Bob, it's because they don't check out the moving company ahead of time and do some research on them.
Yeah, you should check the licensing of the moving company, correct?
Exactly. To make sure they are licensed. They say they are licensed or insured as well, Bob. These are things that you should check yourself to make sure that they are insured and licensed. Mm-hmm. And make sure your homeowner's insurance covers the move. If not, you may want to purchase additional insurance from the moving company because their insurance only covers by pound. So it's only like 15 cents a pound on your items. So the lighter it is, the less money you'll get for your items.
Get everything in writing.
Exactly. Get everything in writing, whatever they say. You know, if they promise you something, make sure you get it in writing because it's hearsay otherwise. Especially, you want them to come out and look at your house and determine how much items you have to move, because there's a lot of bait and switch saying, well, you know, you have more than you said, and we've got to charge you double. Otherwise, we're going to take your items hostage. And unfortunately, it happens all too often, Bob.
Continuing happening all too often, identity theft. What are you hearing lately, Steve?
Identity theft is increasing. Is the, you know, digital transformation in the past year or so, everything, you know, communications, work, schools, shopping, everything from doctor's visits have gone on to digital transformation. And therefore, the identity thieves are there right alongside to exploit this victim in a digital world now. So we are seeing an increase in identity theft complaints, and recent reports show that, you know, identity theft complaints are up by 45% from 2019 to 2020. A lot of it because of the pandemic and everybody going online now and everything, the digital transformation. So it's really, you know, being careful of your accounts and watching, you know, what you're doing and not giving your personal information to anybody, including, you know, answering surveys online, asking, you know, for your favorite pet's name and things that you may use your passwords for. But most times, Bob, we see when people click on those, you know, those email links and they ask for additional information or they put spam or malware on your computer. So be careful on clicking on those links because you never know where you're ending up, Bob. You can be giving up information or putting spam on your computer and they can take over your computer and, you know, do some of your stuff that you do, like watch what you do on your banking and mm-hmm. get your account information and steal money from you in so many different ways.
I was looking at your list of surprising facts about identity theft. Three things stood out to me. Millennials are now the most common target. Social media users are 30% more likely to fall victim to identity theft. And most of us underestimate the risk, don't we?
Exactly. Most people think it's going to happen to somebody else. And actually, my identity was stolen, Bob, as you know, a few months ago in Kentucky. So if it happens to me as the CEO of the BBB, it can happen to anybody. But it's increasing as well. And we're seeing a lot of millennials. You know, children aren't safe from identity theft. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes longer to recognize identity theft in children or younger victims because they're not buying anything. So the Better Business Bureau recommends that everyone, including children, get their annual credit report once a year to see if you've been a victim of identity theft, because sometimes that's the only way you find out. It's, the website is annualcreditreport.com. You get your free identity theft, or, I'm sorry, your free credit report once a year, and make sure you look at all your accounts and make sure that you protect all your personal information, because they, most consumers underestimate the risk for identity theft, and it keeps growing each and every day, Bob. It's the fastest growing white collar crime today.
What's that website again, Steve?
annualcreditreport.com. That's the one that's sanctioned by the government for the once a year free credit report.
Okay, and for more information on everything, to report anything suspicious or to check out businesses, you can go to the Better Business Bureau website, right?
Yeah, BBB.org. Before you buy or hire, BBB it, or rather you come to us first instead of after, and we can help you find businesses that you can trust as well.
You didn't say tip-off to the rip-off today, Steve.
There's always a tip-off to the rip-off.
Now it's an official visit with you. Talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.